Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Tricia Brock, Matt Daly, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
And welcome to Australia too.
Yes,
thank you.
You enjoy your time?
Cheers, right?
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's like time in Toowoomba. You've been getting around Sydney and getting around other places around Australia. You're enjoying it so far.
Yeah, we've actually gotten to travel the country a little bit. We went all the way, we flew into Perth and did a show a few hours from there at a strawberry farm. Which was really, really neat.
Which kind of strawberry farm? I actually spent a few years in Perth. Whereabouts was that?
No, well, it's in 4 hours from Perth.
Yeah, in Albany.
What was it called? I don't remember the name.
Good strawberries. I even like strawberries. And strawberries. I thought they were amazing.
You could do a beautiful part of Western Australia. So
we did, and we got to see like a whole, like, I don't know if you call them a herd, but of kangaroos. Yeah. And that's huge for us.
Yeah.
So we were all like, stop them us!
But they don't actually jump around everywhere. Some folks would actually visit Australia and say, well, I'm not seeing them on the road.
Yeah, we expected. And actually, the first one we saw, it was kind of sad. We were like driving up and all of a sudden a car is stopped and we see a man like dragging one off the road. And all of the girls were like, yeah,
there's a bit of that in Australia.
Not alive
in the outback anyway.
Yeah.
10 years down the track for you guys, what have you learned about this business and doing what you do?
Gosh, so many things. I guess now at the place that we're at, we've learned that it is probably the most, for us, it's the most amazing job and ministry that we could ever ask for. I think that in the beginning there's so many things that are tough and it is probably harder in the beginning, but you know, there's a lot of hard work and a lot of it is you have to put your time in a little bit. In the US, I think radio stations make you give a few years of work before they'll really play you. So at least for us, we were kind of the black sheep of Christian music, but that we get to do what we love and do it for God, for a bigger good, you know, and so pretty amazing to be able to do this for 11 years. Yeah.
And it started off really with a couple of guys who said, wow, as we get around, as we tour, we're seeing that really young girls in particular are struggling with a whole bunch of things, low self-esteem, even suicidal feelings at times. Would that still be the prime mission of the band these days now, 10 years down the track, is to still communicate into those kinds of female hearts in particular?
I mean, I would say it is, but I think we have a message for everybody. I think everyone has felt insecure. Everyone has felt like they weren't good enough for a certain time in their life. And it's just, it's exciting to be able to write music that whether you're a girl or a guy, whether you're a teenager, whether you're a parent, whether you're even, you know, even younger, can really understand a message that we're trying to relay, that God loves you so much, that he has huge plans for you, and that there is a reason why you are here, even though in the moment it may feel different. But, man, it's just exciting to be able to, You always have a vision. It's been and you just hope that you communicate it well. And it's exciting that people get it and people are hearing what we're trying to say, that we feel God's telling us to say. It's exciting.
So that would be the message of hope.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah. I think it's always been a little bit like empowering.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of that message of find your purpose, find what it is, you know, because I think we've just seen in so much in the last couple of generations, so many people kind of just like drifters and I think, like, if you have no vision, you just kind of fall apart, you know, and just finding that, like, motivation. Like, find something that you believe in, even if it's not your main job or something, but work towards that or practice or do something, and it really keeps you going. And I think that's, like, we've always said, like, God says that he came to give us life to the full, not just life, not like the just getting by, not the hating my job and just getting by. And so finding that thing that you love and that really you're like, this is, I'm good at this, and let God push you there, you know, because that's, I think, when we're going to be used the most and when God is going to be seen the most in what we do.
I reckon every generation has had its drifters, but I wonder why maybe we've got a few more of us who are struggling with drifting in this generation. Any insights?
Well, I just think because of technology, I feel like everyone has a reality show. Everyone can go on the internet. People think that, you know, actors and, you know, athletes are these superhuman kind of people, and it's been glorified so much, and at any time you can access this, that you think, well, you know, I live on a farm, like, I'm not that cool. I will never be like that. And I really feel like Satan uses that to, like, trip us up on the calling that we have, and it's sad, you know. And I think even as adults, I feel like there's many people out there that hear God's voice saying, you know, mate, you should pick the family up and go to Africa and be a missionary, and they're like, well, no, I have bills to pay, I have, you know, and the bottom line is we're just supposed to be obedient. There comes a place in time where we have to do things that might not seem even socially acceptable. You know, there's some times where we have to quit the good paying job to do whatever is right, whatever we're called. Sometimes we have to, I don't want to say go against our parents' wishes for us to go to university and be a lawyer or whatever. And
the safe thing.
Exactly.
The right thing to do.
Exactly. And that's, I don't know, I just think once you do that, there's freedom in knowing that, wow, like, I'm scared because I don't know what's happening, but I know that God's going to take care of me and he is faithful. And because that is what God promises us. And the best thing about God's promises is that they actually come true all the time. And, man, it's exciting to be able to live that out.
Matt Daly and Tricia Brock from Super Chick are with us in Open House right across the nation. What kind of feedback have you actually had over these 10 years as to letters, emails, some of the, the stories that you've heard of people who haven't been kind of touched by your music?
Pretty overwhelming, really. I think we've always really wanted to stay in touch with our fans, you know, with the people buying our albums and buying tickets to our shows. So we always sign after the show. And so we get a lot of those stories in person. And it's pretty amazing, out of maybe a crowd of, 1,000 people, how many people will come up to one of us and say, that song came on the radio one day and I just had to pull over. It was just the right time in my life and I needed to hear it and God used you. And just stories that you can't even imagine, where it's like situations of kids having a disease where their muscles, contract and they fall all the time. And so our song Get Up means something so different to them than we ever intended. Yeah. And we've just found that it's so amazing that God uses music the way he does, and that it really does like speak to us and heal people in ways that just words don't, and maybe nothing else does. And so to feel like we're a part of that, and that sometimes you write a silly song and it helps a girl through a breakup, and
yeah,
I'm
totally.
Like, I've been there, girls. I know how tough that is. So if I have ever mended a broken heart, then I feel like I've accomplished a lot.
It's funny because, when you get into your adult years, you kind of look back on those things. It's easy to look back on those moments and kind of go, those little kiddies.
Yeah,
actually,
totally.
When you're going through that, that's a major time.
No doubt.
Oh, my gosh. One of the toughest things I've ever been through still. And as an adult, I've been through struggles, but I can still take myself back to that place of writing in my journal with that first broken heart and being like, life will never be the same again.
That's right.
It's
That's
tough.
Right. And it's real stuff.
It is.
It's real stuff.
Yeah.
In fact, actually recently, a little while back, a number of the songs on the last album actually came out of a time where almost all of you on the band were actually going through a pretty tough
We'd
time.
We'd been dumped.
Oh, exactly.
For a number of reasons. I mean, just explore that little kind of briefly.
Well, it was just amazing just to see God's journey that we all have and how he makes paths cross and work together as a team. We all were in relationships that were like on the verge of marriage, like serious, it's like you're a kid and then you meet somebody and you're like, wow, I'm an adult. Like we're going to take this to the next level. And literally within 3 months, all of us, the relationships were gone.
And Tricia was writing in her journal, life will never be the same.
Exactly.
There was a moment where we were all in the back of our bus, this back lounge that most buses have. And literally like, slightly laughing about it because it was almost funny, but like almost crying together too, like, what's happening to us? Like
it was right when we needed to write a record.
Yeah.
And it was amazing that that record we decided to, because usually we write stories maybe about fans, about other things, but that was a record that we're like, we need to talk about what we're going through, almost for our own good, for our own therapy.
Yeah.
And that was the record I think that touched the most, because
people.
It was so honest and it was so true, and it was exciting to be able to see that, to be like, wow, it's okay to open, not that we were against it, but just to see that kind of side of it, be like, wow, we can talk about our lives and people.
Like, I think as a kid, I never heard, I was way into like Amy Grant. She was my hero growing up, but I never heard any of the Christian female singers like talking about when life isn't perfect and when sometimes you don't feel God and when you're broken heart hurts for 6 months, not just for a couple days, or and life doesn't make sense for a while. And so we went through the broken hearts. We went through all of us in the last 4 years have had cancer affect our families. My mom suddenly had a heart attack last year. I got the call at 3 a.m. and she's healthy, has more energy than I do. Just complete shock. Didn't know. I had to drive the 4 hours home. Didn't know if she'd still be alive. It was a pretty bad heart attack. And my husband's mom is going through cancer that they're saying is terminal at this point. It's been honestly one of those phases where we're like, God wants to keep us broken, not that he's forcing those things for it, but we just, I think to stay in a state of being broken and just saying, God, I just constantly need you. I don't know what's going on, but the thing is, he always uses it for good, and he has an ultimate plan that we can't see. So if we can just keep ourselves open to that bigger picture, that God really will use our pain and make us better and more resilient. So
I think you're right. As we record this now, I've just been preparing this morning for hopefully an interview we're going to be doing with Australian poet Les Murray, who is very, very well known for going through deep, deep, deep periods of depression.
Yeah.
And yet the depth of lyrics and the depth of poetic quality that you actually have from his work, you just wonder if it would actually be as deep and have
of
that
course.
Connection that you've had. Mm-hmm. So in your situation with your audience, if you actually don't go through those times.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, because it might seem fake if we tried to write about a place we've never been.
And it's one of those things where you really, your faith becomes your own. I don't know, like as a kid, you go through, I mean, like you said, you're going through the moments, and it feels deep at the time, but as you progressively go, you start dealing with bigger issues, and it's just exciting how you know, like we said before, God is always faithful. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm mad at myself how quick I am to be like, what are you doing now, God? That's it. You turn your back on me. And the reality of it is, it's like we just all need to take a step back and really focus on just, I just wish I could write down every single time God was faithful. Mm-hmm. I think we'd just be amazed. And if we really kept a journal and a log of that, I mean, not that we'd sit there and be like, bring it on. But, you know, there would be a confidence in knowing, you know what? I'm going to get through this.
Absolutely.
And that ultimately in those places, I say this from stage because it's one of those simple things that you're like, I couldn't have really figured it out though until I learned it, was that when your faith is really put to the test and you realize that God is there even when you don't feel him, even when things aren't fixed right away and when you don't see him and things right around you, that sometimes there is a silent God and sometimes there's a reason for that. And when you believe, even when it still hurts, that's when you know, like, you're not letting him go when it gets tough. And you don't know that until you're put through the test, you know?
Right.
So, in a way, we can definitely say that we're glad we've been through that stuff.
That's
and
right.
We wouldn't ask for it. But at the same time, you do welcome it because when you need God, that's when he can show himself in your life. You know, when you admit that I just am not enough without you.
Amen.
Matt, Tricia, I've so enjoyed this.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for having us.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.